You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 84, Commitments and Grace. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. I am coming to you finally feeling better. Some of you might know that follow me on Instagram and my Breathe ladies know, but I went to Utah and I was visiting my daughter and, well, actually I fly into Utah and then I drive to Idaho. And I was in her home a couple days and all of a sudden I just started having the worst asthma. And when you have asthma, you know the difference between like just a cough and like asthma. Like there's, excuse me, of course I'm going to cough just talking about it. But yeah, I've been coughing and not breathing great since my visit with her. And while I was there, I feel so bad. Every time I go visit her, I have some weird thing. Like I get horrible cold sores or I burned my finger once. Anyways, I just feel like every time I go see my poor daughter, I like become broken while I'm there. But anyway, but I'm home now and I think that I'm somewhat allergic to Idaho. That's all I can think of is because I was so bad while I was there. And then as soon as I got home and in my own environment, my asthma absolutely started to get better. I had to continue to do breathing treatments, but I was able to like sleep and lay flat to go to sleep. Anyways, it's a whole thing. When you have asthma and you have stuff in your chest that you can't get out, you know, sleepy, even if you've just had a bad cough before, sleeping is miserable. You can't take a deep breath. So the reason I'm telling you all this, A, I'm just thrilled that I'm feeling better and I really don't cough at all anymore. I did cough when a little bit ago, but that's pretty rare now. So that's been really, really nice. But the other part that why I'm telling you is, do you remember when we, when I chatted last with you? It has been a couple podcasts ago, but I told you that I was doing a challenge where I work out. I do 2 workouts a day and I drink a gallon of water. Anyways, I was doing all of that at my daughter's home. We did it for like the first few days I was there. And then I got so sick and I just couldn't get a deep breath. And so the thought of exercising or using extra energy to do anything felt so hard. And it felt so frustrating to me because I had been in such a good place doing the challenge. I don't know what day I was on. I would think maybe we were into the challenge maybe a month. And it's 75 days long, so it's I would have a whole nother month and a little more time from that. But I just couldn't do that. I just couldn't focus on that and try to get well. And so today's podcast, we're going to talk about that. What do we do when things don't go as planned? Because that is going to happen in our human experience that we're having. And for me, I want to do the podcast on this topic just because this is something that just recently happened to me and I want to chat with you about it because I had a lot of mind drama. Here I am. I'm sick. Well, I'm not even sick. I don't want you to get the, like, I wasn't running fevers or anything like that. I just couldn't have a good enough breath. I couldn't, like, if I took a deep breath, I would just cough to the point where I thought I could pass out. So I was just miserable. And trying to enjoy my grandbabies and my daughter, really wanting to do all of those things. And then I'm also thinking, I need to be doing this challenge as well because I had committed to it. And I had really gotten to the sweet part of when you start doing something new. I had gotten to the point where my mind drama about it had really quieted down. I wasn't having to make a decision every time I worked out or every time I would drink the water. I wouldn't have like mind drama anymore about it. I wouldn't think, well, should I do it today or not? I really had just got to the point where I was in that sweet spot of I was just doing it, and I was even okay with doing it at my daughter's home, and she was fine doing it with me. So I had this whole plan and it was working to a degree, and then it just fell apart. And what do we do when plans fall apart? This is the part where we have to let grace enter into the equation. And of course, I could have kept doing what I was doing. I don't know, like, exactly how I would have done that, but that was available to me, but I literally chose grace. And really, I did something that I have not been good at in my lifetime, and that is listening to my body. You may be the same, but for my lifetime, I have always looked outside of myself to know how to feed my body, how much I should exercise, how I should exercise. I've never been in a place where I just listen to my body and do what I think my body needs. I've never trusted myself. I always thought someone else had to tell me the magic formula of what it's supposed to look like to take care of me. Have you done that? Have you always looked for a magic formula? I just think that it's really part of, for those of you listening in the United States, it's really part of the American experience. Young girls are not taught to trust themselves. Young girls are not taught that they should be listening to their hunger cues and that they should, you know, if they're frustrated with their body, to turn inward to their body and start listening to your body and your body's needs. Eating when we're hungry, stopping before we're full. Like, we're not taught that the answer to taking care of our body is listening to our body. We're just not taught that. So, of course, I wasn't taught that. And so, in this process, for me, of really walking away from diet culture and doing things the way the world's telling me to, I've had to turn inward and say, okay, well, if it's not what the world is telling me I'm supposed to be doing, what does my body say? What is my body wanting me to do? And I'm actually really proud of myself because I listened to that while I was at my daughter's home. She's adorable. She loves to go to her morning workouts at the gym while her husband's still home with her kids. And she was so excited for me to go with her. And I did get to go one day and do that. But, you know, each day she'd come in and say, Mom, how are you feeling? Can you go to the gym? And I would just, after my long night of not sleeping, I just would have to say, no, I can't go. And so, but that was, you know, I wanted to spend that time with my daughter, but it really was, I physically had to listen to what my body needed. And at that point, not push past that and decide, oh no, I've decided I'm doing the 75 hard challenge. I'm going to do it no matter what. That was available to me, but I chose not to do that. And so what does it look like in your life? What does it look like when you are making and keeping commitments to yourself? What does that look like? What does that feel like for you? I feel like I'm at a place where, because I've learned to manage my mind, I'm pretty good at making and keeping commitments when I decide to do things. But that has nothing to do with the thing I'm doing. Making and keeping commitments to ourselves has everything to do with how we manage our mind about it. And what we think about what we're doing and what we feel about what we're doing. It usually has nothing to do with the actual thing that we're trying to do. So like for me, when I was working out twice a day and drinking water, something I haven't done ever, drink a gallon of water a day. And I never worked out twice a day. That's just something I have never done. So when I'm doing that, all of that was very uncomfortable for me. I wasn't excited about it, but I knew that it had nothing to do with the workout in the water. It had to do with my mind and where my mind was when it came to choosing to do that and like how I was going to manage my mind every day while I did that. So what does managing your mind look like for you? Because if you're waking up every day and saying, I'm going to do this and making it like, you know, even, excuse me, the night before is usually when this happens. Or when we're going to start something on Monday. Does that time come and go and you actually do what you say you're going to do? And if we're not doing what we say we're going to do, then usually that comes down to we have a problem with making and keeping commitments to ourselves. But if we're pretty good at that, if we're pretty good at doing what we say we're going to do, then this is when I want you to tap into grace for yourselves when things don't go the way that you planned. We have to fall into grace. I just think that sometimes when we're really wanting to create change in our lives and we think that this certain thing we're doing is going to create some change, like I really have a desire to become stronger. I'm not there yet. I was doing some things in Idaho with my daughter that I remember thinking, oh, I'm not as strong doing that as I would like to be. Where I was thinking, oh, I'm trying to remember what we were doing when I had this thought, but I just remember thinking, oh, this shouldn't be a big deal. And then it felt hard. And of course, because I want to tell you what that is, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember being like, oh man, I just want to feel strong. So that's been a goal of mine. And that's partly why I did this challenge. So that I would just do something new and not do what I had been doing as a pattern for so long, which was walking my dog. I wanted to challenge myself by doing something more. And so when we have this thing we want to do or this result we want to create in our life and we're in this groove and having some momentum with it. See, because what happens is when you first start something and you start create a new habit, you don't have momentum yet. And the more you do the habit and the more you continue to try doing that thing over and over again, you begin to get better at it because you start having momentum behind it. And I understand that. So that was so frustrating to me because I knew that I had this momentum of doing this challenge and I wanted to keep going. So now I'm home and I did feel like I lost that momentum. But I felt like I was going to listen to my body. And when my body was ready to start exercising again, we would start. And y'all, I've been home for a week and I didn't start exercising until today. So it's like 12 days. I stepped out of that challenge and didn't do the challenge. And my human brain really showed up. Like, I had some mind drama when I decided I was ready to start again. Let me tell you some of the thoughts that I've had. oh, it's been really nice not to have to worry about getting up in the morning and exercising. It's been really nice to just in the evening hang out around the house and not go on my evening walk. It's been nice not to be doing that. And then I would have thoughts of, because I wasn't drinking all that water either. And so I wanted to start drinking water again today. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to start peeing a lot again. I don't want to have to do that. You know, like my brain really was fighting me, like was telling me all the reasons why I really don't want to start that again. And I would have thoughts of, well, everyone, because I thought, because I told y'all about my challenge, I felt like I was a little bit accountable to everyone. And I thought, I think that I can just tell everyone that I did 30 days and it was great. And because I got sick, I'm done. And as I say that, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have done that after my day of peeing and exercising today. Maybe I just should have done that. See, my brain's still like showing up and that the battle begins again. But I know that it won't be forever. So I will be feeling this way for a little bit. But as I get my momentum back and I get that doing that over and over again, my brain chatter will settle down. So do you see the pattern that had to take place for me? I first had to drop into grace and listen to my body. I hope that you're learning the art and skill of listening to your body too. I'm learning. I'm not even great at it, but I'm learning. So I had to drop into grace, listen to my body, and really make a decision about what my body needed to feel like so I could start again. I'm no longer coughing at night. That was kind of what I decided is, as soon as I don't wake up in the night coughing, I'll be able to start. So that was today. I didn't cough the last two nights. So I was able to start today. And then I'm just going to pick up where I was. So, you know, I've done maybe 30 days. So today would be 31. I need to go look at my calendar and see exactly what day I'm on. I'm really not too concerned about that, but I'm just going to pick up where I left off and I'm going to move forward, knowing I'm going to have some mind drama about it. And I have. But what's so wonderful is when you are good at, and you've developed the skill of making and keeping commitments to yourself, when that mind drama shows up, you can manage it. Like I literally was talking back to my brain today and saying, I know we don't really want to go on that, you know, go walking today. I know, but we're going to feel really good when we're done. And your dog really needs a walk. So let's do it. Because I'm not even jumping right back into my full weights. Like that will come. I'll be doing that again. But like even you, like I'm talking to you and it's making me want to cough. So, you know, I'm getting better, but I'm just almost 100%. But I feel like I can be walking and I can do some things. And I can start drinking water and running to the toilet all the time. I can do that. But yeah. So drop into grace. That's the first thing. When things don't go as planned. And I don't know what's going on in your life where things aren't going as planned. This doesn't even have to do with, eating plants or exercising. It doesn't have to do with that at all. It could do with when we talk about loving ourselves. Like, I know that I do really great for a while and I am really great at loving accepting this body that I'm living in. And then all of a sudden I'll hit a wall and I find myself wanting to fix this body. And then it takes me some time to realize, oh, okay, that's not what I want to be doing. This is old habits. My body's doing just fine. I'm doing just fine taking care of this body. We're okay. But I have to drop into some grace for myself to recognize, oh, Trish, these are your old habits of thinking that everything in your life will get better if your body was to change. That is old habits that still creep back sometimes. and show up. So it might be that for you. It might be maybe your marriage isn't going as planned. And maybe, or maybe your kid isn't acting the way that you thought that they would in a certain circumstance. Maybe you've had a plot twist when it comes to your finances. Maybe someone's passed away recently. Like, I don't know what change has come into your life that's requiring some grace for you. But I'm sure you know what it is. And I'm telling you, the power of offering yourself grace to take a deep breath in whatever situation you're in will always serve you. Beating yourself up in that moment, thinking, well, I should be, and I don't know what it is, I shouldn't be this sad about the situation, or I shouldn't be acting this way towards my husband, or I shouldn't be talking this way to my teenager, whatever it is. If you can just first offer yourself grace and say, you know what, this is a hard situation with my husband, and I'm trying to do my best, and I'm not showing up perfect, but I'm trying. Do you see that there's some grace in there? My teenager isn't doing what I want them to. My teenager is maybe being ugly, and sometimes I'm ugly back, but I'm going to give myself some grace, because it's through that giving yourself grace that then you can show up and do better. So for me, it was just this little situation where I got sick and I had this big plan and I thought I was killing the plan and doing so great. And then illness kind of messed up the plan. But I don't know what it is for you. And it might be in your eating. You might feel like, I do so great. And then I go to my family event and then I find myself eating the things. Well, maybe you need to just give yourself some grace when you're in a social situation that you're not perfect in, because you are human and you might want to eat some things you don't normally eat. But what grace isn't is when you find yourself that you're living the life that you don't want to live. When you find yourself always defaulting to the thing that you don't want to be doing anymore, or defaulting and not doing the thing you always say you're going to do. That's not grace. That's you not learning and the skill of making and keeping commitments to yourself. And that's a different podcast. That's something completely different. And that's what the what I help the women in Breathe do. I help them find that way to make and keep commitments to themselves and really gain that sense of self-efficacy so that they can get the results they want in their lives. We do that work there. But, and sometimes as their coach, I have to share with them, hey, this is a moment where you should be giving yourself grace. Because sometimes it's hard to know. Sometimes it's hard to know, am I just always giving myself grace and it's really not grace? Or am I really hard on myself because I think I should be doing things perfectly? And it's hard for me to see my humanness and when that should be available to me. And I help them with that. It's always nice to have someone look at your brain for you and to look in at your behaviors for you and to help you with that. That's always helpful. But I think that right now in your life, if you are feeling really hard on yourself about something, drop into some grace for yourself. Even if it's the thing is, when I said that, you're like, oh, I've been trying to eat plants for months and I just keep falling off the wagon. Now remember, A, there's no wagon. The goal is just at your next meal to eat as many plants as you can. But if you're feeling like I just can't seem to stick to it, spend a moment in grace and say, you know what? Part of this is I live in a really hard world that no one eats like that. And no wonder it's hard for me to get started and to try this. And maybe I need to get some support systems in place. Because maybe I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. But you can't even get to that place if you don't drop into grace first. All right. I knew that my experience of offering myself grace might be of value to, for you to hear so that you can see when you need to offer yourself grace as well. All right. I hope that was helpful today. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe, and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast. is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.